hour is an hour. 60, you guys know about hours? It's 60 minutes. Good stuff, Jim. That's why we listen to your show. We've got a roundtable to some of the bigger issues that everybody's talking about in about 15 minutes' time, and Slow News Day, where we try to discern whether or not the people who precede us on the iHeartTalk Radio Network in talking about news know what they're doing, or did they omit some very important things. We'll figure it out coming up in about 50 minutes' time. But first, it's time for our friend Richard Krause.
This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
We got a Krause in the house. It's time for Does Richard Krause, Canada's most highly regarded movie critic, tells us what's worth watching this weekend. We try to guess how he's going to rate the following movies, including this one.
In Asteroid City, the new Wes Anderson film starring Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson, and now playing in theaters, an alien visitation disrupts a junior stargazer space cadet convention in a small American desert town in 1955.
Last train. Junior stargazers and space cadets. Each year we celebrate Asteroid Day, commemorating September 23rd, 3007 BC, when the Arid Plains meteorite made Earth impact.
Some of our information about outer space may no longer be completely accurate. Anyway, there's still only 9 planets in the solar system as far as we know, Billy?
Except now there's an alien.
Whoa. Oh, man. I think the kids are going to love this one, but I also think it's one that the parents can sit back and have a fun ride on as well. Richard, that's why I'm going to give this one 3.5 stars. Might not be for me, but I think I'm guessing for the public good, 3.5 stars. What about you, Tony?
Oh, I'm going to try 3 stars. I just didn't feel that at all.
Not at all. Okay, 3. What about you, Anthony?
It's Wes Anderson. I'm going to say 4.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Wes Anderson. Yeah, you're going to say 4. Okay, there you go. Did I say it was animated? I don't think it's animated, but I do think it sounds like it's maybe a little more fun.
He's known. He's done animated films before.
Yeah, no, I know he has. Yeah. Don't try to get me on Wes Anderson stuff. All right, Richard.
Wes Anderson's unique production design is all over the new sci-fi comedy Asteroid City, but with this film, it's clear that whimsy has finally replaced storytelling on his to-do list. The cast, particularly Scarlett Johansson and Tom Hanks, bring focus to Anderson's unfocused story, and Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, and Jeff Goldblum are all having fun, but it sometimes feels the laundry list of other characters are there more to decorate the screen than to forward the story. Asteroid City may delight longtime fans, but casual moviegoers or newcomers to the director's oeuvre may find the film's mannered obtuseness off-kilter and off-putting. And that's why I gave Asteroid City 3 out of 5 stars for fans.
All right, good there for Tony. You did really well there. By the way, I love the fact there's almost like a family of actors that you expect to see in a Wes Anderson movie, so I like the fact that he's welcomed some more people into that tent. Can you play the ending of that? Because I'd like to see it on a movie poster. Something obtuse, he called it. He said,
Asteroid City may delight longtime fans, but casual moviegoers or newcomers to the director's oeuvre may find the film's mannered obtuseness off-kilter and off-putting.
We need to see that on a poster. The oeuvre is obtuse to the fan.
I learn a new word every time we do. Richard Krause likes these movies.
I love it. Richard, what is the second film?
In No Hard Feelings, the new Jennifer Lawrence comedy now playing in theaters, a desperate woman agrees to date a wealthy couple's introverted and awkward 19-year-old son before he leaves for college.
I'm an Uber driver and I don't have a car. I'm going to lose my house.
Look at this.
Need a car? Date our son this summer and bring him out of his shell before college.
In exchange, we'll give you a Buick Regal.
Date is in quotes.
It's got to be a joke, right?
We've just been so worried about our son.
He's going to Princeton in the fall.
No, I've heard of it. You know, we tried everything to bring him out of his shell.
He doesn't come out of his room. He doesn't talk to girls. He doesn't drink.
So when you say date him, do you mean date him or date him?
Yes.
Date him. Date him hard.
Okay. I'll date his brains out.
Or maybe he's gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the parents are like, hey, let's hire a very attractive woman. I don't know. I thought, like, when I saw the trailers for this, I was like, could it be good? I don't think there's been a good comedy in a long time. So I'm going to hope upon hopes that it is good. And I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5 stars. Tony?
Jennifer Lawrence is in it, and that gives me hope, but I'm not sure about this one. I'm going to say 2.5.
I think she's quite funny in interviews anyway.
It's a J-Lo comedy, though, so I don't know.
What?
Is it Jennifer Lawrence comedy? I don't know. To be honest, I just don't think it's going to be good.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's find out what Richard thinks.
No Hard Feelings aims to find the sweet spot between racy comedy and heartfelt friendship story and misses the mark on both counts.
Damn.
Jennifer Lawrence and co-star Andrew Barth Feldman are both better than the material, and what success and laughs the film has are owed to their performances. As the movie struggles to create a feel-good vibe in the last reel, Lawrence's considerable charisma comes in handy, but the predictable and ultimately contrived story feels outdated and overdone, and that's why I gave No Hard Feelings, now playing in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars.
All right, great job by Anthony. What's the final movie here, Richard?
In Blue Jean, a new drama now playing in theaters, closeted physical education teacher Jean leads a double life. When a new student arrives and threatens to expose her sexuality, Jean is pushed to extreme lengths to hold on to her job and her integrity.
What's wrong? You look stressed.
I don't want my students on every part of my life.
Every part of your life?
If anyone found out, I'd never work again.
The gay and lesbian lifestyle is not natural or normal, and it never will be.
What I don't get is how two girls actually...
Just ignore them.
Sorry, you did.
I'm talking about me.
What kind of example are you setting for her?
Just because I don't parade my sexuality around like a badge of honour.
How is that girl ever going to learn that she has a place in this world?
Or if she thinks she has a place in this world.
You're the one with the problem, not me.
Blue Jean. That is the movie that we're trying to guess what Richard Krause will give it. And I don't know if it is, it sounds like it's like not a set in modern times, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to say Richard is going to give this 3.5 stars. It sounds like it might be pretty good. What about you? And by the way, 3.5 stars, but it's being shoved down my throat. I got to be honest with you. Tony?
I'm going to go with 3 stars. I'm going to go with 3 stars just so I don't copy you, Jim. But I think I like 3.5 stars. But I'm going to go with 3 just so I don't copy you.
It's set in England in 1988. Margaret Thatcher's conservative environment.
I would almost give this a 4. I would watch it.
Okay.
I would definitely watch it.
Huh. That's good. If you're going to 4, then I'm stealing the 3, because that's all I have.
Okay, go ahead.
Vividly brought to life by Rosie McEwen, Jean's instinctual need to preserve her job conflicts with her heart. McEwen's star-making performance guides the character through the self-recrimination, heartache, and ultimately relief necessary to bring this low-key story to vibrant life. Blue Jean is a harrowing but tender study in identity that blends a personal story with a political one and a societal one. Set decades ago, it is unfortunately timely given recent events in its portrayal of oppression of rights and casual homophobia, but still a quiet heartbeat of rebellion pulses within as Jean marches towards self-actualization, and that's why I gave Blue Jean, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
I nailed it. I nailed it. 2 out of 3. But
Anthony was making fun of us because he said decades ago, 1988, but Anthony wasn't born yet.
You weren't. I know, Anthony. Thanks for the reminder. There you go. Does Richard Krause love these movies? The rundown and big news stories taking us into the weekend are next.